I am thrilled you joined us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm Jolene Lenz, your host, and this is where we explore those divine encounters, meet some courageous souls who share their stories with the goal of helping us pursue our own bliss or dream. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and listen through Spotify, Apple iTunes, or one of your favorite podcast apps. And let's get started and tune in. So y'all, thank you for joining today. And I have to say, we have a special guest. Her name is Candace Ensign. She's a motivational speaker. She's a purpose hacker. She is the founder of Journey with Equus and certified equine, and I'm saying this hopefully correctly, Gestalt practitioner. She is also the CEO of Western Way Incorporated. So welcome, Candace, to A View Beyond the Ordinary. And I know, you know, from looking at what you've done in your past, I'm just excited to find out more about what led you down this path. Let's start there. What led you into working with horses, donkeys, and et cetera?
Wonderful. Well, number one, so grateful to be here. So thank you. And what led me here? It was a very long path. I stepped into my purpose at the age of 42, grew up, been on the back of a horse since I was three. And I was adopted child, adopted within my family, which had its own issues. And what's amazing is I had this incredible family and they indulged my horse fetish at the age of three. And I've had horses my whole life. But what really was amazing for me growing up on the back of a horse is with any of the challenges I had as a child, I was able to always go find my safety and my identity with the horses. They didn't judge me. They loved me for who I was. And anytime I left their company, I always felt better, stronger, and authentic, really standing in my truth and who I was, even as a small child. They always gave me courage and they gave me back my identity. And of course, at the time, I didn't realize this. This is an adult looking back at the path and the journey. And yet as a child that grew up with amazing parents, yet because of a situation, I was bullied. There were a lot of things that happened to me throughout the years because I was able to live my life growing up with horses. I embraced being a misfit. It was a strength for me. I never felt like an outcast. I just was. So I could always go with them and have that moment to see myself and get clarity. So I grew up with them my whole life. And over the years, went into my career as a real estate agent, always had horses except for maybe 1 or 2 years of my life. And about 12, 13 years ago, I stepped into a situation with a horse that we had in our keep that got sick and was not able to stay with us because he would eat sand and rocks. And because he would eat sand and rocks, we lived in the trees. There was no grass. There was no way away from the sand and the rocks. So I started looking for local rescues because I knew at that time some of the things that were going on in the marketplace and what could happen to what we call a grade horse, right? A young horse, wasn't trained, wasn't registered, any of those things. And I was referred to this amazing rescue down south called Dreamcatcher's Equine Rescue and an amazing woman by the name of Julie DeMusi. And I went down there, I met her, we found an amazing home for this horse, and this started my journey into horse rescue and sanctuary. And long story short, from everything I learned from this incredible woman, at the same time I had stepped into a corporate CEO position, training, coaching, 42 years of age and had no idea what direction I was going. And because of some amazing coaches and stepping into this rescue world, all of a sudden, as we started bringing in the misfit horses, the horses that weren't a fit for traditional rescues because of health, lameness, or mental instability, they were dangerous. They would either be euthanized or find themselves in the slaughter pipeline. We started bringing in these horses and we started rehabilitating them and building relationships. And what I started to see was that as we started to just meet these animals where they were with no expectation of training and taking our time and working at their pace, as they came around to trust humans again, I was once again reminded of the amazing gifts that they have to give us outside of being ridden, to help us heal, to help us find our truth, to unpack our baggage, and to simply feel better in so many ways. And as I was doing this and then reflecting on the coaching, I started going, wait a minute, why can't we do with horses, right? What I've experienced. So why can't we bring horses and amazing coaches together and help people heal? And as I started doing my research, of course, it's been around for 20 or 30 years, right? Of course. And I found an amazing practitioner down here in Elizabeth, Colorado, by the name of Melissa Pierce with Touched by a Horse, and went through her 2-year curriculum to become an equine gestalt practitioner. And it was an amazing, amazing experience. And it really brought me back. It was the big aha of what I've always known about horses. It gave me a way to really put it into words and to identify. And through that process, where I really found my inner calling or dream in this is, I know I was put here to help these animals. I've made a promise over, at this point, 80 head of horses that are in my care that this is a sanctuary. They don't leave, to help them heal. And what I found is when we help them heal and again, embrace their gifts as a horse and share these gifts with humans, that each human that walks through the door, one human at a time, if we're able to unpack their baggage and help them embrace their God-given gifts and step back out into the world in their power and authenticity and share those gifts with the world, essentially shining their light, they're inspiring others to heal and do the same. So one life at a time through the ripple effect, both for the equine community and the human community, is impacted. And it wasn't always clear. I know one thing I've found as a speaker now is that if we look back over our life, our purpose has most likely been in front of us our whole lives. We just weren't equipped at the time to see it. So it took me till I was 42 from a very large chain of events, yet it became very clear this was what I was put here to do.
You know, Candace, again, I say this in many of my podcasts, but that's why I have such amazing speakers like you, the goosebumps. 42 years old, it doesn't matter. And I'm sure you agree what age we are. If we're 50, 60, in my case, I was in my 40s as well, to get that clarity. Can you share with us too? It sounds like you've worked with a number of individuals and you help them really get clear on what their gifts are. Anything particular that was one of your greatest aha moments in your journey?
In working with the clients or in the journey itself, the biggest lesson I've learned?
You know what? Maybe just in the journey itself, did you have one of those like, oh my gosh, this was a huge aha?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting in this journey. Now, I'm 52 now. So this has been a 10-year journey and it's nowhere near completion, right? Nowhere near what we're moving towards. And I remember I had 2 or 3 years and I was in this process, surrounded by people that may not have been the best fit in my life. And I was having a lot of what I call, or I should I say Mastin Kipp calls, divine storms, a lot of really big, ugly challenges showing up in my life, things that I had not experienced before and for many people would have stopped them in their tracks and would have derailed their lives and kind of kept them off the rails for a while. And I remember in that process, I remember riding with my son in the car and we were listening to Mastin Kipp, which is really interesting because I had expressed to my son about 2 or 3 days prior to this, as we were talking through some of the challenges that I was having, I explained to him that he goes, Mom, you're handling all of this so well. And I don't know that I could ever handle this, you know, these things that are happening to you the way you could. And I said, here's what I know. The universe, God, spirit, whatever you prescribe to, whatever you believe in, is basically telling me you're stepping off path. I've laid this out. You know your purpose and you are off path. You are not in alignment with your purpose right now. And so each lesson got a little bit harder and a little bit more painful. And when I had that realization, when I looked at my son and I said, here's what I know. I'm being asked to remove some of these toxicities from my life. I'm being asked to get focused back into my heart and intuitively what I'm moving towards, no matter how scary it is. And as soon as I do, the storms will stop. And they did. And they did. So one of the biggest ahas for me along the way has been that when you really step into your purpose and you have faith over fear, and you embrace these challenges that show up. In every one of them, there is a powerful miracle or message, and it's not about focusing on the hurt or the pain or the loss. It's about who am I becoming because of this? And I guarantee, and I know now from my experience, every time something really tragic or challenging comes up, I don't look to the downside. I go, who am I going to become and what's going to come out of this? Because something's coming that I'm meant to learn so I can grow, so I can help more people. And it was a really big thing for me because inside of those storms, I'm a very... This is probably, I'm not a super emotional person. I'll cry for the animals, which this sounds awful. And I love people, but I'm not an outward emotional person. I don't cry very much, right? Yet every time I would go through one of these experiences or intuitively I would feel it, it would be that exact moment of my chest tightening, just like you, like something tragic had happened and you were going to just literally, you get that tensus and you were going to bawl. And I didn't. But you'd get that tenseness and then my eyes would water, I'd tear up. And my son was like, what is wrong with you, Mom? And I'm like, nothing. That's just my cue from above that I need to pay attention, that there's a message in this moment. There's a, right. It's been that physical response into my intuition saying, okay, listen to this. So learning to trust your intuition, step in faith and understand that the storms are brought to us to learn or to push us back on track. And the quicker we do, the quicker the pain goes away, has probably been one of the biggest life lessons in this journey that I've been able to embrace.
Incredible. I was going to say, Candace, truth that, oh, that just rings incredibly true. So for you listeners out there that are in a storm, know that that is where our greatest treasure can lie. And it's where an opportunity, it sounds like from what you've just shared, an opportunity to grow and expand is. So on that note, I have had, when I have been true to myself and my authenticity and followed my heart, I have found that doors open where there were walls. Candace, do you have any synchronicities that when you have followed, you know, that path of joy for you that you just went, oh my gosh, I know I am being supported along the way?
Absolutely. I just spoke to this recently, a year ago this time. We had about 60 head of horses and we were leasing an incredible facility. And we had a lease that was supposed to be through this March of 2021. And the landowners came to us and said, hey, we're really sorry. We've decided to move and we're not going to be able to honor your lease. You have 60 days to find a new home. Mind you, this was November and December with 60 head of horses.
Wow.
And yeah, that's kind of what I said at first. I'm like, okay. So here we are in this moment in the middle of winter. A good friend of ours had gotten the information to Channel 7 and they ran a story on us that year. And I'll never forget, we're standing in the barn. It's freezing cold. We're doing the interview. And at the very end of the interview, he looks at me and he says, Candace, I see your passion. I see your drive. I see how much you love these animals and what you do. And what if? What if in 60 days, there are no angel investors, there's no opportunities, there's nowhere to go? What if, what are you going to do then? And I remember looking at him and there was never a pause in my answer. And I said, that will never happen. Something will come through. I made a promise to these animals and I'm not going to break it. And within a few weeks of us getting tons of calls and so grateful to get a lot of donations to help us figure out the move. And we had been leasing the barn next door and these incredible people came to us, which I never saw coming. I didn't think they would ever part with this property. And they came to us and said, we love what you do. We know who you are as a person. We'd be willing to lease to you, but we really don't want to micromanage you the entire 120 acres. And we'd love to sell it to you. And through that conversation, they offered terms that were miraculous terms, right? That I could have went out even as a realtor and never found. And we stepped into now owning a 120 acre ranch in Elizabeth, Colorado. And, you know, that's divine. That's my reward for never giving up and truly believing in why I was put here and what I'm doing. And there's been multiple of those along the way, by the way, multiple times that, you know, when you felt something was lost or something. And then all of a sudden something course corrects and these miracles show up. So I very much walk in my faith. My hat says faith over fear, the one I'm wearing right now. There's been many, but that was probably one of the biggest ones that I go, when you just believe, it's amazing what shows up.
What a gift. And you were honoring your gift. And I believe once we step into our calling, the universe or God, like you had mentioned, or spirit, really just, it continues to help us pursue whatever we're here to do, because I think we're born to do it. So mm-hmm. I sense that you have such a passion and calling for, especially with horses. They embody to me our power and our strength, mm-hmm. and they are so, they're just beautiful, majestic animals. So yes, I'm a little bit afraid of them, Candace, where you probably, but
there's nothing wrong with having a healthy respect. They're big animals.
Yes. Well, I've ridden them many times. I totally respect your gift to work with them in that way and with others. So tell me a little bit, do you work with individuals one-on-one, or do you coach groups, or how does that work?
So we do a little bit of everything. I actually hire on other equine gestalt coaches that have the same certification I do. So we work with different types of groups. We work with groups of up to 15 that we can really create groups along all sorts of different avenues. But we work with PTSD. We work with physical abuse, domestic violence, at-risk youth, right? All of at the at-risk demographics. I tend to specialize. We do one-on-ones as well, right? So we do both. I and survivors of human trafficking. I tend to gravitate towards, and one of the big pushes with Western Way, which is the for-profit, is being able to start working with government contracts and big corporations or even small businesses to be able to give another employee assistance program to start giving us other ways for mental health and well-being, to bring groups out into the outdoors, whether we're working through gestalt or we're working with some of the programs through the goats or the cows or some of the animals that we have, right? Getting people back into nature, helping them re-identify and being healthy and gaining that power back. I also work with top level leadership and leadership development and team building. So horses have a great ability to really show us how we show up and how we lead, and help us become better leaders. And so there's so much that we can learn through them. So we do a little bit of everything.
Do you work with people out of state?
Yeah, we'll work with anybody that wants to come. We are in the process. We do offer retreats. At this time, we unfortunately don't have on-site housing, but there's bed and breakfasts and what have you in Elizabeth, or Ryder Hotels in Parker. So we actually talk and promote all over the country. And I'll be stepping into a lot more public speaking this year to raise awareness. And same thing is to help people understand that if they really want to step into purpose, I'll be offering a course this year of whether they come on site or even digitally, leadership and stepping into purpose and having the horses walk us through that. Yeah.
Great. With COVID and fear, and there's so many pressures out there in the world, that to have the ability to help individuals, whether it's a company, as you mentioned, a leader, it sounds like you really help people find their truth.
I do. And it's really important to me. And I even offer independent type coaching, classes, et cetera, for people that can't come here, right? Maybe not with the horse, right? Yet, yes, my passion is with or without the horses, is how do we really help people find themselves and step into purpose? I have so, you know, that's the great thing about the path we've traveled is we've learned what it looks like when you find the power behind really understanding your calling.
Well, what a beautiful gift that you are to the world. And in terms of your, just a lasting note, if you were in a crisis right now.
Wow, that's a tough one, isn't it? What's that first step? It's probably going to be two pieces here. One, there's two things that we seem to find that keep us out of purpose. One, and we're seeing more and more professionals talking about, we're seeing more and more books talk about it, is we live our lives through the lens and the expectations of our youth and how we grew up and society, right? There's one way to do it. ABC, you got to do it this way. You got to be the best at it. And then once you're the best, right, you'll have the success, and that's it. That's awesome. That's, we're going to be so fulfilled at the end of our lives. And what we're starting to find is even the people that do it ABC by the books and do it at a high level, they may have success. They don't have fulfillment. So one is starting to step inside of yourself. And if we can set aside the expectations of the world and the people closest to us and really go inward and dig out those God-given gifts, that spirit-given gift. What are the talents that you were born with that you've lost yourself or just innately been good at your whole life? Because when we start looking at that and we look back at our life, there's going to be a pattern. There was a pattern for me with the horses, but because of my upbringing and because of role conditioning in society, that I wasn't able to see it because I wasn't ready to step outside the box.
Oh my gosh, that is rich. We were all born for something, I believe, magnificent. Candace, I appreciate your words of wisdom, and I will ensure, just so you all know, the listeners out there, I will have Candace's information shared on the website, as well as in the show notes, so you can reach out to her, because there's really nothing better I found than being out in nature and working with a coach one-on-one with a horse. It's truly transformational. So thank you for being a guest today and sharing your wisdom and your own gifts. So I greatly honor your calling.
Well, and I'm so grateful for you taking the time, and an honor to be here as your guest. And thank you for everything you're doing every day to bring awareness, and same thing, sharing your gifts with the world to allow others to grow and shine. That's amazing. We need more people like you.
Thank you so much, Candace. I so appreciate that. I do believe when we are each true to ourselves, following our heart, we all win. So if you enjoyed Candace's message, I know I certainly did, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast. I'd greatly appreciate that. And here is to each of us pursuing our bliss, our dream, and making it a great day, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in.